Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to that website, I want to invite you to sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you to overcome your challenges. And by the way, these videos I'm sending you are the same tools and techniques that I've used personally in my life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, near-death experience, 30 minutes to live, life and death pregnancy, divorce, abuse, and going on to becoming healthy and just so happy. So check out those videos at AskSueLondon.com. But yeah, you got to sign up for the free newsletter to get them. So when you're also at the website, too, I want to invite you to check out my books, because I've got my life story there on Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversity in Life. That's about my personal journey. And also the children's books in the Rocky Journey series, Rocky's Trip to the Hospital and Rocky's Positive Thoughts Coloring Book. Now, before we get started to the show, I just got to find out, Christopher, what's new with you? You're going crazy there with all these calls coming in, aren't you?
Oh, I know. They were calling in before your guest has even started tonight, Michelle Vickers. She's a very popular woman, and so are you.
Well, thank you to both of, for both of us.
Absolutely.
We never know what's going to happen, though, do we?
No, that's the spontaneity of life. We were just talking about that on Dr. Pat's show today. We did a show about all of the producers. I don't know if you heard it.
I did. I was listening to part of it, yeah.
Yeah, and I talked about you, you know.
Oh, you did? Was it good?
Well, she asked me to talk about, you know, what Transformation Talk Radio has done for the producers and what it's done for me. And I said, I related to you, because I said a perfect story of transformation is the story of Sue London and the book that you wrote. You can't get a better definition of transformation than that.
Oh, well, thank you. That was very kind of you.
But it's true.
Yeah, well, and oh my gosh, look at the last time we had this guest on, too. Talk about, it showed me how much strength that I had. You had to really, as my producer, get me through a really challenging time on May the 3rd. You remember what happened that last time that we had Michelle on?
Oh, I know. We lost Molly.
We did. Folks, as we were doing the show, Michelle was taking us through an exercise to become present, and I was starting to feel our dog, my dog, my little Shih Tzu, Molly, crossing over. I was starting to feel her, and then I'm Skyping and telling Chris, oh, no, I'm feeling this, and you were great at holding me together for that. I'll never forget that, and I just love you, my friend, for always being there. So anyone who listens and you hear, you know, the host and the producer, well, there's a real connection with them, that's for sure, isn't there, Christopher?
Absolutely, and we're connected more than you know.
I know. Well, weren't we told a couple shows ago that past life that, was I your big sister or you were my big brother?
We were definitely siblings, there's no question about it.
Exactly, yeah. But it's all great, eh?
It is all great.
But you know what? I got to tell you something that really made me sick this week, and I just have to share this with everyone. As you know, we're living at the Hilton Homewood Suites, right? We're having a house built. Any of you listeners, this is not a permanent home. We're only here while we're having a house built. But we have witnessed something this week that absolutely made me sick. and I just have to share this on the show tonight. You know, our show is always about being positive, but there's a guest here that he's very, very negative and prejudiced.
Oh, dear.
And I got to tell you that it has really made me feel so sick watching this man say words to anybody who was not white. And if you had an animal, he treated you just as bad. And, you know, I watched how this man just has been going through and making this sweep with people. And you know, his words were just so unkind. It was unbelievable the effect he was leaving on people. And I want to share that with everyone because, you know, Christopher, I'm sure you've seen this as well, that, you know, the effect it leaves on people when you get put down or, you know, treated poorly just because of how you look, you know. And I just want to share with everyone that our words are so powerful, and really be careful and choose your words appropriately, because it's just incredible on how some negative, nasty words can just really affect someone in such a bad way. And you know, I want everyone to know that we all have that choice. I keep saying that. You have the choice. Watch how you choose your words. Say them carefully. Be nice to others. And it's just amazing when you are nice, share a smile, share a hug, share a nice comment, that it just helps your own day personally unfold in such a nicer way. So my tip today for you all is share kind words, share a hug and smile with others, and watch how magic unfolds. So that's Sue London's words of wisdom today for you, Christopher.
Well, it's so true, and it's sad to hear that there are still people who think that way. And and all I can say, I don't wish any ill will even on somebody like that. I don't wish anything bad to happen. I'm not like that, but I do wish that he finds the truth. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I have to, you know, when I'm, as you know, I'm not one to sit back when I see something not nice happening. And I went to the management here at the hotel, and they were just absolutely shocked because they've been experiencing similar stuff with their staff, and they have been taking action with it. So, you know, it's good to know that, you know, people, when they become aware, do take action with this. But, you know, for those of you that maybe still say some things to people that aren't nice, please choose your words, you know, carefully, and be kind to others, because that's what our world's all about, right?
And I'm glad you're bringing it up at this time of the year. There are so many people going back to school right now, whether it's high school, elementary school, or even college.
Yeah.
And the whole bullying thing is directly connected to what you're saying. You know, don't pick on somebody because they're different, they're shy, they're, you know, because you don't know what's going on with the rest of their life.
Exactly. Well, you don't know this yet, Christopher, but this is a good time to tell everybody. On September the 13th, I think that's the Thursday, 2 weeks from tonight, our subject is actually on bullying. Our guest is going to be talking about, if your child's being bullied, what you can do about it, what your child can do about it. So, you know, tune in for that, because, you know, the school system, that it's a pretty serious thing, this bullying. And, you know, I've been hearing suicides and things like that happen to these kids because they feel so hopeless, helpless, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's, everybody who's listening, please share kind words with everyone. That's what we want to focus on now. But on a happier note, I got a funny story I got to tell you before we bring Michelle on. As you know, not only are we having a house built, but we have one of my children, our children, she's pregnant with our second grandchild. So she went for an ultrasound this past week and took our grandson. Now, Christopher, did you take your son when you were having your second one?
Yes, I actually brought both of them. They've both had their physicals.
Okay, but did your oldest son see the ultrasound when you were expecting your second?
Oh, no, because he was in Florida with his dad at the time.
Oh, okay. Well, our grandson went and saw the ultrasound. He was horrified. He's 6 years old, and he was absolutely horrified. He got home, and he phoned me. He said, Grandma, we need to talk. You need to come over here now. And I thought, what's going on? And I went over, and he said, Grandma, the baby's got to go back. And I said, what? You know, this is a child who was excited being a big brother and everything. He said, that kid's an alien. It's got to go back. And I said, what are you talking about? And he thought that ultrasounds would be like a picture when you take it with a camera. He thought there'd be color, and again, ultrasounds, for anyone who hasn't had one, it looks like an X-ray, right? Black and white.
Absolutely, yeah.
He was horrified, absolutely horrified by this. So our whole family had to come together and, you know, show him different pictures of ultrasounds and tell him that his little new baby on the way is a normal child. So that was the excitement in the London house this past week. So lots of fun. But
you always have lots of excitement either way.
I feel like I'm writing a new book every day that I wake up, you know. You never know what's going to happen next, that's for sure. But I want to share with everyone today, you can call in, because what's happening, our guest Michelle Vickers is going to be sharing messages that you need to hear from your soul. So I want to invite you all to call in. Now, I know, Christopher, I think we've got some people already in the queue to talk to her, do we?
Yes, we do. We do have a couple of people waiting already.
Oh, wow. So to call in, Christopher, can you share that number with everybody?
It's 1-800-930-2819. And because the phone lines are so busy, if you can't get through, just keep trying.
Okay. And to learn more about Michelle, folks, we're going to like start bringing some of these people on. So to learn more about Michelle, go to michellevickers.com. That's michellevickers.com, and you're going to be amazed by her tonight. Now, Christopher, should we take like a really short break now and then come back with the first reading?
Sure, let's do it.
Do that? Let's do that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio, and I'm your host, Sue London, and today we have my very fun guest, Michelle Vickers, and we're going to get started, so we're going to bring Michelle on the show. Michelle, welcome back to Get Inspired Radio.
Hi, Sue. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Wonderful.
Never a dull moment when you come on, girl.
Well, you know, I try to keep it interesting.
I, for sure. Okay, we've got a lot of people asking questions here. We've got, we're going to take a caller, but before we take Christine from Ontario, Canada, there's a question here from Rochelle Redman, and she wants to know, are we going to take messages through the TransformationTalkRadio.com website for the instant feedback area? And the question to that is, yes, we are, my dear. So, now, Michelle, for people that ask questions through the instant feedback area, what do you need them to type for me to relay to you?
Just a question. As long as their intention is pure behind their question, okay, the answers will come through.
Just one question, be very specific in the question, correct?
The more specific you are, the more specific the reply will be.
Okay, perfect. Well, Rochelle, type up your question, send it, and we'll get you in the queue here to talk to Michelle. So let's bring Christine. I guess we have Christine there now, right?
Yes, we do.
We do. Well, Christine, would you like to ask Michelle a question?
I would. Hi, Sue. Thank you. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Christine.
Okay, well, just really basic. I would love to know if my soul has a message for me today that's going to help me move forward in a more easeful way.
Today. Okay, so your soul is saying for you right now, it's interesting. It's almost like you're going back and forth between focusing on in the moment and also focusing on the big picture. And your soul says it's a little bit more balance between the two, rather than allowing your mind to run away with it, allow the inspiration that's coming in, because your inspiration is very much direct messages from your soul. And your soul wants you to know that's the energy, that's the place you want to focus your attention, focus your energy, because that's what's going to grow. That's what's going to not only have the ability to take you really where you want to go, but it's also going to have the ability to create. Well, you actually, it's really interesting. Your soul in particular has, I would call it almost a romance with momentum and the ability to manifest and create. And it's really interesting because your soul is saying very specifically for you today, allow yourself the freedom to be who you are. So allow and freedom are really big words for you today. Yeah.
Sounds like you got some homework there, my dear.
I do. It could bring on a whole other bunch of questions, but I'm just going to sit and allow myself to ponder and feel into the energy of that. And I thank you very much for offering that, Michelle.
Good.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Christine.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Okay, so let's take Natalie from Toronto. Christopher, you want to bring her on?
Yep, I'm just about to bring her on right now. And Natalie from Toronto, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Hi, Natalie from Toronto. Welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Thank
you. Have a question you'd like to ask Michelle?
Yes, I was just wondering if I'm on the right life path and if there's anything that my soul has to tell me.
Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
So, as far as life path, you know, in general, of course, you're definitely on the right path. It's really interesting, though. You've had a huge shift in the last 3 or 4 days. I'm not sure what's happened around you, but it's almost like everything has completely shaken up. It's like You know, if you put something in a container and shake it up and open it up and drop it out, and everything is in completely in a different place. So the last 3 or 4 days have really shaken everything up. And it's really interesting because your soul wants you to know you have one path that's sort of glaringly observant to you going forward, but yet there's two others. There's one sort of to the left a little bit, and it's not as prominent as the main one, but it is really enticing. And then there's one on the right that they're showing me. It's not as glaringly obvious to you, but it has unbelievable potential to nourish your soul. So it's really interesting. Now, what they're saying is what they want you to do is bring all those paths together instead of looking at them as individuals. So it's almost like one's relationship, one's career, and one is your own, you know, finding your own inner peace and your own passion that will allow you to be excited about life. It's now your soul is saying, take all three and allow them to come together, because your mind keeps seeing them as separate aspects of who you are. But your soul is saying they're all part of your path and they can all be part of the way forward. You don't have to see them as separate anymore. So that's really something that's moving you. Well, you know, when you accept that, you're going to really be able to move forward. The other thing is, pay attention to your hands and pay attention to the energy that flows through them, because you have magical abilities, madam, and your soul is saying more and more, it's time to pay attention to them. Don't ignore them anymore. And when your instinct will lead you. It's more, instinct is 3 seconds. You know, that's your intuition. Over 3 seconds, it's your mind involved in trying to create things and think things about what's happening. If your instinct is to do something with your hands and allow the energy to flow, do it. No matter how crazy or silly your mind thinks it is, there is no crazy or silly when it comes to energy. Believe me.
Yeah, we both know that, my friend.
Good. Hey, well, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, you ready for another one, my friend?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, this is from the instant feedback area on the website, and it's from Rochelle Smith. And she says, hi, Michelle. I would love to know if my soul has a message for me regarding a future love relationship. Thanks.
Hi, Rochelle. So the first thing that your soul would like you to know is... it's interesting. It's almost like your perception of love is that it's extremely elusive. And, you know, your soul says that love for you is different from what you think it is. Love is a coming together of all of your hopes and dreams. You don't need to... settle isn't the right word, but you don't need to look for love in sort of in compartments, you know, that, you know, it has to be strong and it has to be passionate and it has to be respectful. Love is naturally all of those things. And when you connect with this right person, you'll know that. So that being said, the right person, he's on his way, and it's really interesting because the energy is, it's kind of on hold, and there's two reasons for this. The first reason is that both of you are on your own journeys right now. He's going through a lot of things that he needs to go through, and likewise, there's some things about yourself you need to become more aware of the good that's inside of you. You're very... you're really hard on yourself. And it's really interesting because, you know, to find that great love, you need to have a great love for yourself first. Because when you cultivate that and when you feel it inside of you, your light from inside shines with that essence and you're able to attract the right partner. And it's really interesting because there is no doubt that you're going to miss each other. He's definitely coming. Do not worry. It's, you know, your paths are definitely already lined up. There's no question there. But it really is just about allowing yourself to recognize the amazing parts of you and the amazing things that are within you. And it's, you know, you're a lot gentler and you're a lot calmer and you're much smoother than you think you are. So allow yourself to feel that. It's really important for your personal growth, and it will, as soon as you do it, you're well on your way to him, like just waiting. So as the length of time until you meet him is really just dependent upon how long it takes you to recognize you. So thank you.
Very good. Well, you know what? I think we're not going to take any breaks because we have so many people waiting to talk to you. Does that sound okay?
It's okay with me.
Okay. So, Christopher, why don't we bring Julie on from North Carolina?
Okay, let me do that right now. And as I'm bringing Julie on, I just want to let the listeners know that when they're done with the reading, just please make sure you hang up right away. That way we can move on to the next caller nice and easy.
Perfect. And folks, if you are in the Rhode Island area, you go to WBLQ 1230 AM dial, and you can also hear it online at transformationtalkradio.com. We still continue. And if there is anything that we share, and you forget what they, you know, Michelle tells you during the reading, the show does get archived, and you can go back and hear what she tells you over and over, and then you can even download it and listen to it over and over. So, Christopher, thanks for sharing that.
No problem, and Julie is on the phone now.
Okay, Julie, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Yes, hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, do you have a question for Michelle?
Yes, I do. I'm trying to open up more to synchronicities and listening to the messages of my soul. So I'm wondering, what is it that my soul would like me to know that I need to work on as far as releasing to help me open up to those things?
Awesome. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
So your soul says, first and foremost, for you, rather than focusing so much on releasing, your soul really wants you to focus on, it's interesting, they want you to focus on gratitude. Now, not the, you know, everyone that goes around says, I'm so grateful, because there is words and then there's the energy behind the words. So your soul wants you to focus on the full energy of gratitude. And in that, it wants you to become grateful for the gifts you have inside of you. So what your soul is actually asking is, right in this moment, if you're open to this, I'm going to hold the space so you can actually feel the energy of gratitude. And anyone else who's listening, you can connect in. So this is like what Sue was talking about at the beginning of the show, how energy is in every word that we say. Mm-hmm. The word gratitude has such an intense fullness to it, and your soul wants you to feel it. Would you like to do that, Julie?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Okay, so here we go. So it's really interesting because right now it's going in through my heart and it's going up through the head, and it's almost like a fountain in the middle. You know when you see those fountains in ponds and how they come up with a geyser? That's how it feels. It feels like it's filling the crown of my head from my heart, and then from there it's just reaching out and connecting to the rest of the universe. So it's really interesting, actually, Julie, because for you specifically, what your soul is saying is, this is how you will be able to, this connection, this energy is how you're going to be able to become more aware of your natural talent. And it's not so much about releasing for you, because there's not a lot around you that needs to be released. It's more recognizing the fullness of who you are and your natural gifts and abilities. Okay?
Okay, wow. Thank you.
She's pretty good, isn't she?
Very much. Amazing.
Thanks, Julie, for calling in. Michelle, now, I have had, looking here, Rochelle was saying that she is going to book some time with you, set up a time and work more with you. Do you want to just take a minute here and tell everyone, you know, if they want to have like a reading with you or do any work with you, how can they connect with you to do that?
Everything right now, all my offerings are through my website. And okay. Basically the best thing, if you're wanting questions about yourself, mm-hmm. and wanting to learn more about who you are on a soul level, then you can just do a private soul connection session. And it's an experience of me. Basically what I do is I offer people the opportunity to experience what they're capable of. And I do this through connecting with their soul. So if they need physical healing, emotional healing, or, you know, a connection to the mind, body, and soul, that's what I do. I do whatever they ask for, but I don't work on a human level. I work on a soul level. So, you know, I feel what their soul wants them to feel, and then I allow them to feel it as well. And
feel it, yeah.
Yeah.
You want them to go through your website, and you've got a spot on there they can connect with you? Is that the best way to connect with you? Okay. So, and that's michellevickers.com.
Yeah, and you can go to the Work with Michelle page, and then it asks you there what you're interested in, and then from there you'll be able to really find what it is that works best for you, whether it's that's it. That's the best way.
And then also you're starting a course as well. You have the information on your website for that?
I do. It's we're actually doing an online soul anointment event. So it's basically offering people the opportunity to experience each of the 9 fundamental aspects of the universe. So these are basically the fundamental energies that this universe was created based upon, and they were actually woven into the beings that we are and when we were created as well. So when you're able to connect with those 9 energies, what happens is that you, you're able to understand who you are in a more easeful way, but you're also able to understand what your natural abilities are, what your natural talents are, and what you're capable of, because really that's what it's all about, you know, finding that.
A lot of people I find, they say they don't know what their passion is, they don't know what they're capable of. So if any of you folks who have asked this question in other shows, this is your opportunity to, you know, get involved with Michelle Moore and discover the answers you have within you. So and again, that's at your website too, right?
Definitely.
Good. Yes. Well, are we ready to do some more readings?
I'm ready.
It's always like I'm sitting here, and folks, I have to tell you that when Michelle and I get on the show, we never know what to expect is going to happen, and I'm absolutely sitting here, absolutely freezing. I have got so many angels surrounding me right now, and how's your temperature over there, Michelle? You feeling okay?
I can't feel my fingers and my toes, and I have blankets wrapped around me, and it's like 30 degrees, but I'm great.
It's insane, isn't it? Well, folks, before we have Michelle do another reading, I want to give you all that phone number. Call in and experience what we're all experiencing here. Have Michelle tell you the message from your soul. So call in, and the number you call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on transformationtalkradio.com. When you ask your questions through the online, that process, make sure your question's very specific and have your first name there. So that will help Michelle to tune in to give you the answer what you're looking for. Now, we've got one here, and this is from Natasha, and she just simply wants to know, what message does her soul want to give her? And she's from Hamilton, Ontario.
Awesome. Hi, Natasha. Okay. Oh, your energy is lovely. Okay, so your soul, Natasha, is it's really interesting, actually. Right now, it seems almost like there's a lot of challenge going on in your life. There seems to be a fair amount of I'm going to use the word darkness around you. It's very heavy. And your soul wants you to know that this, first of all, it's not forever. And that's first and foremost. Second of all, your soul wants you to know that there is passion inside of you. It's not gone. It hasn't disappeared. And you are worth more than you know. And, oh, my goodness. I knew I had to have Kleenex out tonight. Now I know why. Thank you. your soul wants you to know that valuing yourself, it doesn't matter if the people around you don't value you. You can still value and love yourself. If they don't know how to respect you, you can respect yourself. And in that, you will teach them to respect you simply by being who you are. And your soul wants you to know that you do, yes, you do have the courage. Oh, honey, you have the courage within you. Don't give up. And please, please, please do not, don't let what other people say become part of your beliefs about yourself. Allow yourself to recognize who you are from your own heart, because the truth is there. It doesn't matter what people say, okay? Don't second guess yourself. Oh, please, don't second guess yourself. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for asking a question.
Yeah, very good. And what a powerful lesson, you know, valuing yourself. That's where it starts, right? And you know, I've been there, done that, and it's a hard thing to do, but it is worth the work. So, Natasha, thank you for calling and or sending that question in and sharing that. Okay, ready for the next one? Got to blow your nose and wipe your eyes first?
I'm good.
Okay, well, the next one is Elizabeth from Burlington, Ontario, Canada.
Okay. So, let me just feel in. Oh, Elizabeth. That's so interesting. Your energy is literally like a feather. And it's really, right now, your soul wants you to know in particular that it's almost like you're being weighted down. So it's this feather, and attached to the feather is this fine, fine thread. And at the bottom of the thread is 100-pound weight. And it's holding the feather back. And it's basically you're being held back by something that you think you should be doing. Yes, you have a case of the shoulds, my friend.
Oh.
And yes. We've all been there at one point or another.
Been there, done that one too.
Uh-huh. And what your soul wants you to know is literally take that case of the shoulds, pick it up, and place it to the side and allow yourself to follow your heart. It doesn't matter if people don't understand you. It doesn't matter if people don't get where you're coming from. It is simply about fulfilling your heart's desires. And it's really interesting because it's about allowing yourself to know you're not doing it to the detriment of others. You're actually doing it to create abundance for yourself and for everyone that you connect with. So it really takes you out of that. It's like your soul saying, take that burden off of your shoulders where you think that following your own heart is detrimental to everyone that you love. Because when you follow your heart, you are naturally going to fill yourself so much with excitement, with just a joy of life, that you will then be able to offer that same excitement, that same joy to everyone that you can come in contact with, whether it's strangers It's really interesting. They're saying, they're showing me that you have a tendency to, you know, walk down the street and you'll just talk to strangers. And, you know, that's what your soul, you sing. You sing when you're able to just connect with people. You love to connect with people. And it's funny because there are a couple people in your life that question how you do it, what you say, when you say it. And you know in your heart, you've just felt inspired to do it. And it's just following that. Don't worry about what other people are saying. Let them say what they want to say and just say, thank you so much for thinking of me. And that's it. And then go on and do it your way.
Mm. Very, very good. Thank you. Was there anything else for Elizabeth?
No, that's good. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for asking and being part of the show. Now, let's take a caller, Kelly from Brockville, Ontario, Canada. Christopher, have you got Kelly there?
Yeah, Kelly, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Welcome to Get Inspired.
Hi. I have a question for Michelle Vickers.
Sure. What was your question?
I was just wondering, I guess, what my soul purpose is here. And I guess what I can do in this lifetime to fulfill that purpose in a positive way.
Awesome. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
So your soul says, first and foremost, that, you know, for you in particular, you tend to, so before we get to your soul purpose, your soul just wants you to know that you tend to put everyone else and everyone else's needs in front of yours. It's really interesting. You create this like force field around yourself of doing for everyone else, and then you take care of you later. And your soul says it's really time to make that shift and take the force field away and allow yourself to fulfill your own needs just as much, because you're just as important as everyone else. Okay, so it's taking away that hierarchy of someone else is more important because I love them, and it's about everyone's important because I love them and I also love me. The other, so as far as your soul purpose, you have a really, it's kind of funny actually because we're on Get Inspired Radio, but you have the ability to inspire people to go beyond their boundaries, beyond their dreams, and into infinite possibility. And it's really cool because you're just opening to this. And the last day or so, and going through the next few days, 4 days, they're saying four, that you're going to become aware of so much more that you're capable of. It's really cool. There's another, your Eastern Standard Time. So tonight, actually, we're almost in it now. We are in it now. So from 5 to 9 tonight, there's this amazing energy about shifting. So you're right smack in the middle of it. And your soul says there's something is going to happen very interesting for you tonight. There's an amazing connection that you've been waiting for. And it's like it's just plugging in. Energetically, it's around you, but now it's sort of going to start to consciously plug into your awareness.
Okay.
I have a question too, Kelly. You're married, yes?
Yes.
I have your soul. Okay, your husband's soul has a message for him. Is that okay?
Oh. Yeah. Like, bring it on, okay, Michelle?
Yeah, that's cool.
I can read Kelly's mind on that one.
That's awesome. So his soul says, you know, he needs to know that he is, he's touching more people's lives than he thinks he is. And, you know, what he's doing for a living is, it's fun, it's exciting, but the potential for growth in it's like, how can I say? It's like if you imagine a huge mountain, he's about one-tenth of the way up the mountain, but his soul is saying, you know, he has the potential to go to the top of the mountain, like tomorrow, or okay, so today they're saying. So he has this ability to grow, and it's not necessarily, you know, doing what he's doing now, but it's in the same field, and it's in the same sort of field. But it's interesting because the fulfillment factor will be tenfold. It's like right now he feels like he's putting in so much more effort, and he doesn't feel like he's sort of making as much headway as he would love to. And he really and truly, it's very interesting because his nature is very similar to yours, because he as well inspires people to live a better life. And when he becomes challenged in that, when he feels like he's not inspiring enough people, he basically gets sort of that sadness or that suddenness inside that says, okay, I need more. I need more. And he really does. He has just as an insatiable appetite as you do to fulfill a soul purpose. So his soul wants him to know that he is on the right track, and also to be open to opportunities that are coming.
Okay.
That's a whole lot of words.
On that, we have you speechless now, don't we, Kelly? I will be sure to pass that on to him.
Good.
Well, thanks for calling in, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Michelle, folks, I want to share with everyone, too, again, you want to work with Michelle after the show, you want to experience more of a soul reading and connection, go to michellevickers.com, and that's spelled michellevickers.com. Okay, here's the next one, and are you ready, my friend?
I am.
Have I worn you out yet?
No, I'm good to go.
Good. Okay, this is Mina. I think I'm pronouncing his name right. M-I-N-A. Mina? Mina? And he wants to know what message from his soul.
Perfect. Okay, so. Hello. I'm not good at pronouncing names, so.
You and I both.
So not good with names.
Okay.
All right. So, first things first is... soul energy is electric. It's got this buzz to it. It's really cool. It's like it's humming. It's very alive, and it has almost an electrifying quality. So you have this uncanny ability to electrify the people around you. And what your soul is saying that you know, it's really and truly becoming much more consciously aware of what you're doing with your energy. Because if you're in a bad mood and you say something, you are instantly going to bring everyone around you into a bad mood. Likewise, a good mood. And because there's different types of energy. You know, there's a lot of different types of souls. And the ones who, the soul energies who have that electricity, it's like, you know, plugging your finger into an electric socket. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because people who have soul energy that's like that, they also tend to have a greater effect on the people around them. Whereas there's other groups that are, you know, affected by others. You tend to affect people. And what your soul says is this stage, especially the next 3 or 4 months, is really and truly going to be about recognizing how everything you do has such an intense effect on everyone around you. So it's really starting to notice that how people are reacting to what you're saying. And the more you become aware of that, the more you will be able to choose your action in a way that allows you to create what you actually want to create in your life. So it's basically about creating awareness for you in this moment.
Very good, very good. We have got time for one more, no pressure on you. You have about 3 minutes to do this. Christopher, are you there, my friend?
I am Sue, and I am Michelle.
What question did you want to ask Michelle about yourself?
Well,
it's your time now, baby.
Okay, well, this is the question that I always have, and I'm going to try not to make it too general, but will I ever find inner peace? I know it sounds very general, but...
No, it doesn't. It's good. So your soul says you'll find it when you stop looking for it. And what that means is there is very much within you a mental process of how to find it. And what your soul wants you to know is you already know how to find it, where to go to get it, what it feels like, because it's already inside of you. So right now, Chris, if you just, your soul wants me to hold the space for you so that you can actually feel the energy of what it feels like to have, to experience inner peace right now in this moment.
I feel like exactly what you're saying, like it's already within me. I just don't know how to bring it out or how to tap it.
And I'm just, that's it. So your soul wants you to feel it and recognize it right in this moment. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that you have to search for. You literally, all you have to do is just say, I want to connect with the inner peace that's inside of me. And this energy that you're feeling right now will come in. You have to ask, though. And you have to ask in a way that allows you to be yourself. So don't want it, allow it. It's a vastly different energy. If you feel into the energy of want, it's very harsh and very demanding. But if you feel into allowing, it's this incredible flow that literally opens you up to the energy that's all around you, and you connect with what's most important and most fulfilling for you in the moment. And if you have an intention behind that allowing to connect with peace, it will just flow. It's really that simple. And the funny thing is that we get our minds so confused by, you know, everyone telling us we have to do it this way and we have to do it that way. Your soul says the knowing is inside of you. So it's about listening to your own voice now, rather than continuing to go externally and ask. Does that make sense?
It does. And you know what? I've always wanted. That was the issue.
Your soul always knows.
That's amazing.
She's good, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, folks, did I remind you again here that michellevickers.com is where you go to work more with Michelle. Now, Michelle, we have about 1 minute left, and we've been talking about people all night, and you know I'm a huge animal lover, so I would like you, if you can, in just 1 minute, no pressure on you, of course, my friend, just what reading do you have for Gus? Gus, folks, is our dog, and why I want you to read him is because I want you all to see that she can also read animals as well.
Okay, so Gus is—he's funny, actually. He's got a really interesting personality. You know what? I see his energy. It's like popcorn. It's up. It's down. It's up. It's down. It's up. He's all over the place. Like he's just—and I'm sure that this has a lot to do with your situation right now. The move and being somewhere that's not, doesn't smell like him. It's like, you know. It's like when you have gone somewhere, you know, for dinner and you come out and you smell like this other restaurant.
Yeah.
He's sort of seeing in this new place going, he's smelling himself going, this does not smell like me. So what his soul is saying is just let him know it's temporary, for one. Also let him know that the home that you are going to take him to a new home where he will have his own space, where he will feel like he is wanted and loved and adored, but also that he'll have his own little space again, because right now it's almost like you guys are all on top of each other, of course,
yeah.
Being in one hotel room. And, you know, he is very much he wants to play on his terms. It's almost like he's a cat inside. Like he wants to play on his own terms.
Yeah.
But don't like, and then, but he wants his own space too. So just let him know it's coming. You know, it's not forever.
Very good. And guys, I can tell you, his nickname is Party Puppy. So you nailed him. He's good. It's on the nose. Now, we're out of time, my friend. You could go on about Gus forever, I know. But I want to make sure everyone knows, michellevickers.com. Go to her website. Sign up for her workshops, her events, her training, her readings, everything. She's amazing. Michelle, thank you. I love you, my friend. We're out of time. We'll
thank
have you
so back. Much for having me. Thank you, Sue. Thanks, we'll Chris.
Thank you.
Next week on Get Inspired Radio, folks, my guest is going to be medical intuitive Michelle Hutchins. And that's another show you're going to want to call in, because Michelle's going to be telling you more about your health. And as a reminder, on Thursday, September the 13th, our guest is Garth Riley, and he's going to be addressing the subject bullying. So all you parents with children in school, tune in for that one. Now, on behalf of my guest, Michelle Vickers, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. And we look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Now, have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.